Why do societies separated by oceans and millennia organize themselves in strikingly similar ways? From Manhattan to the Mongolian steppes, humans form friendships, fall in love, cooperate with strangers, and create hierarchies. This isn't coincidence or cultural contamination. It's biology. We carry within our DNA an evolutionary blueprint for building good societies, a set of social instructions refined over millions of years. This social suite includes 8 universal features: recognizing individuals, loving partners and children, forming friendships, creating structured networks, cooperating beyond kinship, preferring our own groups, establishing mild hierarchies, and teaching one another. These aren't cultural inventions we can discard like outdated fashion. They're biological adaptations as fundamental to our species as our opposable thumbs. While cultures vary dramatically in language, cuisine, and custom, these variations play out against a backdrop of profound social similarity, a unity far deeper than our differences. History's shipwrecks reveal how social organization determines survival. In 1864, 2 ships wrecked on opposite sides of Auckland Island. The Invercold's 19 survivors splintered into factions, abandoned the weak, and resorted to cannibalism. Only 3 survived. Meanwhile, all 5 Grafton crew members endured nearly 2 years through cooperation, electing a leader, building shelter, creating tools, and maintaining bonds by teaching each other languages and mathematics. Pitcairn Island shows the opposite. When bounty mutineers settled there in 1789, excluding Tahitian men from land ownership created violent competition. 7 years later, only 1 adult man remained alive. Yet Shackleton's 1914 Antarctic expedition succeeded through clear authority, equal food distribution, and organized entertainment. All 28 men survived 513 days trapped in ice. These natural experiments reveal a pattern. Groups practicing friendship, cooperation, equitable distribution, and mild hierarchy survived. Those violating these principles failed spectacularly. Idealists have repeatedly attempted to create perfect societies by redesigning social structures from scratch. America alone has witnessed thousands of intentional communities since 1780. Brook Farm, founded by Transcendentalists in 1841, respected individual autonomy while building community. Its downfall came when it adopted rigid doctrines that created internal factions. When their communal building burned in 1846, the divided community couldn't recover. The Shakers became America's most enduring intentional community through paradox. They practiced absolute celibacy, yet created deep personal bonds. Their structure featured families led by paired elders, emphasizing both order and autonomy. Yet celibacy meant they couldn't reproduce their community naturally. By 1900, their numbers had dwindled from 3,608 in 1840. Israeli kibbutzim provide the most instructive example. The collective child-rearing system, where children lived separately from parents, eventually failed. Despite producing socially skilled children, it created an unexpected Westermark effect. Children raised together developed aversions to romantic relationships with one another. By 2004, only 15% maintained full economic equality. The consistent pattern reveals something profound. Successful communities respect the social suite while balancing collective identity with individuality. Efforts to subvert pair bonding, whether through complete sexual freedom or total abstinence, typically failed by opposing our innate drives. Modern technology reveals our social blueprint in artificial environments. Scientists assembled 785 people across 40 groups on Amazon's Mechanical Turk with real money at stake. In rigid networks with assigned connections, cooperation collapsed as defectors exploited others. When participants could choose connections, forming ties with cooperators and breaking ties with defectors, cooperation flourished and cooperative people formed supportive cliques. World of Warcraft players naturally form guilds averaging 17 members, remarkably similar to shipwreck parties or communes. These guilds follow predictable patterns. Larger groups last longer, modest hierarchies improve stability, and densely connected networks enhance longevity. Players develop meaningful relationships, reporting an average of 7 good friends, half comparable to real-life friendships. Despite virtual freedom, players recreate fundamental human behaviors. Dark-skinned avatars receive less help, male avatars maintain greater interpersonal distance. The online world doesn't spawn novel social structures. Players carry their social instincts into digital realms. These findings suggest we could map all possible social systems on a multidimensional grid, a social morphospace. Real societies cluster around Dunbar's number of 150 relationships, show about 65% cooperativeness, and display consistent network structures. Only a tiny fraction of theoretically possible social arrangements have ever existed, revealing fundamental constraints on social organization. Beneath tremendous variation in human marital unions, monogamy, polygyny, polyandry, same-sex marriages, lies something universal, a special emotional connection between sexual partners. The Hadza hunter-gatherers of Tanzania practice monogamy with fierce sexual jealousy. 38% of men say they would kill a rival. Better hunters marry younger women and provide 69% of family calories when wives are pregnant or nursing. 500 miles north, the Turkana of Kenya practice polygyny, requiring bride prices of up to 150 livestock. Yet even here, the pair bond between sexual partners remains fundamental. Most unusual are the Na people of the Himalayas, who avoid formal marriage. Men visit women at night but return to maternal homes by morning. Yet even the Na cannot fully eradicate fundamental human desires. Some couples, carried away by the burning fire of their love, run away together. Friendship inspires extraordinary sacrifice. People endure pain nearly as long for friends, 123 seconds, as for immediate family, 132 seconds. Genes significantly influence friendship formation, explaining 46% of variation in friend quantity and 47% in network transitivity, whether friends of friends become friends themselves. Across cultures, people identify an average of 4.4 close contacts and only 0.7 enemies, with 65% reporting none at all. The similarities between humans and other social animals extend far beyond anatomy. Dogs show empathy, crows use tools, gorillas use language, and elephants form friendships. Remarkably, humans, whales, and elephants exemplify convergent evolution. Since our last common ancestors, 75 to 85 million years ago, weren't social, each lineage independently evolved similar social strategies. Individual identity matters profoundly in social species. Human faces evolved with uncorrelated features, creating endless recognizable combinations. You can identify friends from facial photos, but not from pictures of hands or knees. Social animals recognize themselves in mirrors, an ability found only in the most social species, developing in humans around 18 to 24 months. Paradoxically, this self-recognition requires social interaction. Chimpanzees raised in isolation generally fail to develop it. Cooperation and culture appear throughout the animal kingdom. Studies of 6 chimpanzee populations revealed 39 distinct behaviors, from tool use to grooming, customary in some groups but absent in others. Innovations emerge and spread along social connections, demonstrating true culture, constellations of learned behaviors transmitted socially across generations. As radical technologies grant unprecedented power to reshape our social world, understanding our social blueprint becomes crucial. Artificial intelligence differs from previous inventions by potentially specifying its own ends rather than serving human purposes, creating hybrid systems where machines interact as equals. CRISPR gene editing allows humans to direct evolution through non-random mutation. While initial applications may prevent genetic diseases, the technology could eventually modify traits like empathy or friendliness, fundamentally transforming social systems. Understanding what it means to be human allows us to judge experiences as good or bad. Human virtues like kindness and bravery are natural excellences, while their opposites are natural defects. Morality relates to making a good society that enables us to be fully human. What explains our success living together despite our flaws? Though human history contains misery, more ancient evolutionary forces propel good society. Humans have always had competitive and cooperative impulses intertwined like DNA's double helix. Modern civilization is merely a patina atop this evolutionary blueprint. We should be humble about engineering society against our instincts. The good things around us, friendship, cooperation, love, are inherent to our humanity, not fragile cultural achievements. We are pre-wired for societies built on love, friendship, cooperation, and learning. This isn't naive optimism, but recognition of fundamental human goodness shaped by millions of years of evolution. The arc of our evolutionary history bends towards goodness.